This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A guy who knows a little bit about Fenway Park and other stuff is Michael Silverman of the Boston Globe. If you follow Boston sports, he worked for years and years for the Boston Herald, and he covered the Red Sox for a long time. And he covers a lot of sports business for the Globe, and among other things. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Great, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's great to catch up. And also the book on Pedro. And, you know, I don't know what how old you are, but I'm born in 71, born and raised
just
in Swampscott. I was a big
21.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
But Pedro was one of my favorites of all time, even though he's very frustrating in spring training and stuff like that. But you have a book on him. And I'm happy to promote it too. What's it titled?
Oh, it's called Pedro. Cleverly enough, it's his autobiography. So it's co-written with Pedro.
That's
his life story from Managoyavo all the way through to Cooperstown.
Yeah, and 5'9", which is pretty stunning when you think about it. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk a quick Red Sox bite at the end, but I really wanted to talk about the WNBA here. It's a big story in Connecticut. We don't have, UConn basketball is massive. You could argue it's a professional sport. We have minor league. We have a great trip, AA baseball, and we have AHL hockey. But the Connecticut Sun are only our only major pro sports team, and it looks like we're going to lose them to Boston. And a couple of quick questions. It's been really quiet for the last, a little less than a week maybe. I'm wondering if that's because things are going on. Is the story, are we going to have a big update soon, or what's next?
Well, believe me, if I had a big update, we wouldn't sit on it. There is nothing. I'm sure there's a ton going on behind the scenes. I mean, what we saw was basically the curtains were opened onto a kind of a squabble, obviously, going on between kind of a three-way thing with someone, Pagliuca, Lazarus Group, and, well, actually four-way, and Mohegan Sun and WNBA. Obviously, the Sun owners want to sell to the highest bidder, who currently is Pagliuca, and Lazarus looks as if he's going to match it. So, whether or not, WNBA clearly doesn't want to move a team to Boston yet. So they've dug in their heels. And, obviously the fact that Pagliuca issued a quick, we'll do whatever WNBA does once and we'll follow the rules, shows that, this is a big deal, internal deal, and it's kind of thrown the whole WNBA's timeline for expansion off course because, I guess if one could argue, where does the WNBA want a team in the Northeast beyond New York / Brooklyn? Do they want one in both Hartford and Boston? Do they want one only in Hartford, only in Boston? I don't know. People
For me,
I would make that decision.
I mean, listen, selfishly, Hartford. Really, I mean, if Lazarus got them to stay, and they built a $100 million facility in Hartford. Mm-hmm. I mean, our capital city is struggling. That would be a huge boon. But I do understand that, obviously, to have three teams so close together might not be tenable. But I wanted to ask you, in terms of, the Boston sports team, did it seem like that Pagliuca probably thought it was going to be great and it's so good he didn't have to clear with the league, and the league is ticked that they missed their deadline for expansion and didn't come to them and let them know what was happening type thing, and so the league will probably let it happen, but they want at least the new ownership group to fall into line and show a little respect?
Yeah, that's a great question that we don't know the answer to yet, how and why the Pagliuca group didn't meet the WNBA's deadline. I haven't seen or heard a good explanation about that. Everyone seems to be licking their wounds a little bit. So I don't know if it was because Pagliuca was tied up. I mean, the sale of the Celtics, he had already, come in second on that. So I don't think that was a factor that he was somehow preoccupied. So that's a big mystery. Perhaps they were dissuaded. Perhaps they knew that WNBA didn't want a serious Boston team because they wouldn't award one, or else that wasn't communicated well. You know, we all saw the front office sports story that report that WNBA did not pass along Pagliuca's offer to the Board of Governors after they received it to be voted upon, which allowed the deadline to pass. I don't know. There's a lot of gray area on this one that people in Boston and people in Hartford, they're all wondering about.
We're talking with Michael Silverman of the Boston Globe. And again, you just Google Michael Silverman Globe, you'll get to his jump page with the stuff he works on, author of the autobiography, a co-author of the autobiography of Pedro Martinez called Pedro. I think that ultimately the biggest question, not the biggest, but to me, I'm really curious about your perspective. Boston is a pro sports town, you know, and of course, you know, the Connecticut Sun are a major pro sports, but obviously not quite the NBA, the NHL, MLB, and NFL. Do people in Boston care?
Well, you know, I could give you all my opinions in the world, but the fact is that beyond having a professional women's hockey league franchise in town, we just don't know yet. Women's basketball, I mean, Boston College, you know, has had a good team now and then, and Harvard, obviously nothing at all comparable to what UConn has had to offer. So it's an untested premise. But certainly with the arrival of a soccer team that's going to debut next March, and there's so much chatter now, and, you know, obviously when the Indiana Fever's come to town the last 2 years, the Garden sold out twice. There's a lot of belief in it that there's room for a soccer and even a basketball team, women's basketball, women's soccer. So the theory is there, but I'm kind of a skeptic to a certain extent. I understand how well the momentum that women's sports has nationwide. I really hope Boston, I hope every city in the country can become a strong, you know, develop a strong fan base around all the women's sports. I think it's possible in Boston, but as you know, it's a pretty jaded fan base and cynical, and change doesn't come that easy. You know, a new perspective sometimes is, you know, it's hard to break through sometimes. The Patriots, yeah. Red Sox, Celtics, and Bruins, you know, those walls, they're pretty thick and tall. So I'm looking.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Forward to the struggle. I'm sure the challenge that women's sports are going to have. So.
Yeah, just quickly, we're tight on time. I mean, I pointed to the Flutie era as the only time that really something that wasn't of the four major teams sort of transcended. Yeah. You know, how is hockey done? How is the women's hockey? Because I know that the guy who owns the Dodgers is bankrolling that league, and you know that they're losing a lot of money, and they're trying to support it. Has it done okay in Boston?
Well, the funny thing is that they play their games in Lowell. At UMass Lowell. So we don't really know. Again, I think that the turnout has been okay. I don't think they've been selling out. This is at the Songus Arena up in Lowell. So for now, that's where they're playing. I think they claim, you know, there's talk about them moving perhaps to a Gannis Arena at Boston University, but nothing's happened yet. I hope I'm not wrong on that, but I haven't seen anything recently about when and where they would move. So again, that's not ideal, perhaps, let's put it that way, in terms of having a Boston franchise that plays in Lowell. No disrespect at all to Lowell, but just not downtown Boston.
We're fresh out of time, Michael. I'd love to be able to continue the conversation down the road. Obviously, I think you've had a great career in Boston, which I was a broadsheet guy, not a tabloid growing up, but obviously now you're with the good guys, so it's good to have you in the fold. Can we talk again at a later date on this as news develops?
Yes, but no disrespect to tabloid-sized print outlets. We need all the newspapers we can get. So
totally.
You know, I'm glad that you're a newspaper reader, period, no matter what newspaper. Oh.
Yeah, I'm one of the big, I mean, we got to go for sure, but one of the goals of this show since I took over is to highlight journalism, and we have Connecticut writers from top to bottom, so that's what we do here.
I know a lot of them. Yeah. They're great. Okay. All right, thanks,
Michael, have a great day. Appreciate
you
it.
You too.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.